Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood will wash away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome once again to Band of Brothers Radio. Yes, you have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's about being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound, and offering both hope and help for men. We welcome you to come and or to be here and listen in. We have a topic today that has to do with knowing God's voice. Actually hearing from God? Is it from God you're hearing, or is it from the enemy, or is it from your own head, so to speak? And we're going to be talking about that sort of thing. To help on this topic with me today, Duke is in the studio. Good to have you, bro.
It is good to be here.
As I'm moving the microphone around, it gets a little too tight and everything. There you go. Too loose, I should say. So anyway, so... you had brought up this topic. We're going to kind of delve into it here in a little bit and everything. But we always kind of like to kick things into a little bit. And you and I, as I was watering my backyard because the weather's been kind of heated up here, and get things early in the day so I don't have to get out there later and burn all those plants. But anyway, it sounded like you have some encouragement that you've received either the last few days or this last week.
Actually, this last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with watering plants and the beautiful
weather. No, I'm just saying you and I were out there instead of being inside the office talking. We were outside, and you were watching me water.
You know, well, I guess part of what I'm going to share as an encouragement goes to this awesomeness of God. Even as we're out there this morning, you just look around, you see His creation everywhere.
Yes.
And just shouting at you.
Yep.
And that strikes you sometimes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm reading the book of John. And as I'm going through the Gospels again, and I get near the end of John, and I read something I've never read before that was very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, it ends as the purpose of this book, and it's, it's John 20, and it starts with verse 30 there at the very end. It says, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." There was another part of that that said that if he was to try and, I guess, testify or write down all the things that Jesus did, there was not enough books in existence to hold
so
them all.
So many books, there would not be a place
to hold them all,
to be able to keep them together. So
yeah, and that was the one that actually was the one that struck me the most. And so I pondered that for a minute. I thought, wow, we already have thousands of transcripts of Jesus Christ's testimonies.
Right.
But to have the writer of John and John himself say, if I was to try and write down all the stuff that Jesus, because he says he did these things in the presence of his disciples.
Yes.
And they already wrote down a whole bunch of stuff. You mean there's more? There's like so much that if he tried to write them down, there wasn't enough books. And
And I'm sure there are things that were taking place. I mean, think about it. Jesus talks about that he goes, after he's finished with the disciples and preaching and everything, he goes back to his camp, or he goes to the mountain to pray. Now, he goes alone to those places. So can you imagine the people he bumped into or the things that had taken place that he actually, those are miracles that were not seen.
Yeah, we don't think about that stuff, do we?
No, not at all. But there's, so many, many, many more things.
And actually, here's what it says. It's John 21, 25, where John says, "Now there are also many other things that Jesus did, where every one of them were to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that could be written." So it's like, wow. You know, and I just never noticed that in that gospel before. But to have him wrap up with that, What a statement. And I just kind of looked, you know, reared back a little bit and thought, wow, that is so encouraging.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. There, now we have opportunity to know at the very end when we're finished on this earth, we're going to find out what all those other things were. And not that that's going to matter because we're going to be in his presence and we're going to say, hey, it doesn't matter because we're right here.
I don't know if we're even going to ask ourselves this. Oh, I guess we're here now. Or I don't know what's that like when you get to heaven. You go, well, looks like I'm here, you know, or what?
We'll get to wait and find out.
Yes, we will.
We'll wait and find out. Well, anyway, good encouragement. Right. Continue seeking the Lord, brothers, and all, which has an awful lot to do with what we're going to talk about today, because it has everything to do about hearing from God and about hearing from whether it's from God or whether it's from Satan or whether it's our own thoughts and that sort of thing. But I want to, one of the things I think I want to kick off here with a little bit. In 1 Samuel, it talks about where Samuel actually starts to hear from the Lord. Okay? God is speaking to him. And Eli, his dad, Samuel had gotten up on one night a few times saying, you know, did you call me? Because he heard his name being called, Samuel.
Right. I remember.
Samuel.
Yeah.
Samuel, are you there? And then, of course, he goes on to come in to where his dad's at, and his dad says, no, it was not me calling you, okay? And his dad kind of, you know, waited to hear it because this happened over and over again. Well, God was using or getting in contact with Samuel the very first time as a youth because he was going to become this great prophet that God wanted to use to be able to speak to the world, or to the Israelites, but to the world. And as a result of that, he ends up, his dad says, you know, that just pay attention and say, speak to me, Lord. Help, give me ears to hear, in a sense. I want to do what it is that you have in store. And so it began, you know. But he questioned it. He thought, wait a minute, it's got to be somebody else calling. It's got to be dad that's calling me. He's calling me by Samuel and stuff. My point being is that so often we get into this relationship with our Jesus Christ, and we hear people say that, you know, you want to hear from the Lord. You want to spend time to be able to hear from the Lord. And so often I remember my early days is that I would sit there and go, now, what does that sound like? And, of course, I did get some clarification or the ways that other people had done it, you know, how they would hear and stuff. But it was so challenging to, you know, to be disciplined enough, I should say, to do some of the things that they did.
Yes, it seems so individual, Raul. As we go through this walk, the idea of does God hear me? And if he does, how does he answer? The idea of is it that little inner voice? And I'm certain that I have heard other than
yes.
than God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll have something in prayer for a while. And part of me says, how come I'm not hearing?
Yes.
And then the other part of me, there were times when I didn't know when it was, I guess, a suggestion from the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know how to discern that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes I know that when we're crying out, or at least when I'm crying out for guidance or support or, you know, something, some need that... I know that I won't hear, or I don't know. I suppose I will not hear an audible voice from God. It says, you're standing on holy ground, take your shoes off or something. But I believe that he left his Holy Spirit, which is him, you know, behind to guide us in these ways. And you can't deny, at least I used to deny what that prompting looked like. You know, when you'd go, geez, was that really you, Lord? Or was that Satan and he's proposing a deception, this little twist on what you wanted me to do.
Yeah.
That's a rub.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. We just, as men, I think sometimes, I remember being told that you have selective hearing. You know, there are certain things that I want to hear, and, you know, I can pretend that I don't hear my wife calling me to
really?
You know, ask me
really?
To do something. See, there you're not paying attention again. Selective hearing is in process. But anyway, those are some of the things that we actually can apply to wanting to hear from God, especially if we know that he's prompting us on something, but why is it that we turn away from that sort of thing? A big part of this is that what we're trying to do is we're trying to seek what God's will is. And if a guy is actually wanting to know what God has in store for him, he's going to do the things that are necessary to be able to receive it. Okay?
Amen.
If he's in avoiding God, in a sense, he's not necessarily going to say, I want to take the time to do the things that I need to do to be able to receive what it is that he has in store. But I know often my own head, my own will, my own desire, sometimes I can, if I don't spend enough time or the with how I ought to, I can actually be swayed or persuaded, I should say, into doing my will, thinking that this is God's will.
Oh, we can rationalize that.
Oh, yeah, justify it all over.
Well, there again is kind of the rub. Mm-hmm. There are times when I have felt that.
Yeah.
And as I try and, I guess, kind of put that through the filter of God's word, say, Lord, was that what you would have me do? Or
yes.
Sometimes, you know, I just find myself going too far down the rabbit hole, Raul.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, yes, that was me. Thank you very much. And move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of scrutinizing or, I think Satan delights when we are confused and we don't serve a God of confusion.
That's right. And that's part of what the enemy wants is he wants to us to all of a sudden sit there and go, well, okay, maybe this is what he wants, because we're looking for our own comfort. I mean, really, the majority of time we're looking for our own comfort. When I'm seeking God's will, I'm willing, I'm saying, I want it, whatever it is, Lord, if you want me to be uncomfortable in this area of my life, or if you want something taken away from me, I'm willing to do that. See, if I'm not willing to do that, I don't know if I'm necessarily going to want to seek God's will. I might test the waters. If it doesn't look like it's going to go in that direction, I just forget, you know, said, oh, I'm not going to go there.
Well, you know, and God lets us know that. James writes about it in James 1, 5, where he says, we should ask God to clearly make known his will to us. So when we pray, we must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. James 1, 6. If we have no faith, we should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. James 1, 7. So sometimes you're, okay, well, I won't doubt, and I will pray for it, and and I know that that's him talking to me, and I should have faith in that. And that's all there is to it?
Well, you know,
Not always, is it?
The thing is that, you know, so often, if we think it's a matter of just stopping and waiting to hear what God has to say.
Yes.
And that might be part of it, but I think a big part of it is that there are things that we need to be able and willing to do. And one is, of course, communicating with God, you know, and being able to take that time, which we call prayer.
Yes.
Okay? Of actually taking the time of saying, this I am slotting in, just like we would schedule anything else in our life. I'm slotting in this time with me and the Lord. Not me and doing other things and the Lord, which in some cases that's the way it has to be in some, you know, sometimes. But you really have to be intentional about creating and making that time to spend with him, okay? And not just in prayer of petitioning him, saying, Lord, help me here, help this person there, doing this and that. Sometimes it's a matter, what's really important is that we just take the time of being quiet and still in his presence, okay? And there's something that takes place there. First, it becomes real uncomfortable if you're not used to doing that sort of thing.
I agree.
Our minds have so many things that are coming in and out of it, and whether it's, you know, we're allowing ourselves a X amount of minutes to be with the Lord, sometimes we can't keep these things from pounding us, in a sense, mentally, okay? But there are ways of being able to deal with that sort of thing, and part of it is using Scripture. Oh, wow, Scripture? Yeah.
Imagine that.
Well, you know, there's the Scripture, be still and know that I am God, okay, which is one that I was always taught to use to be able to stay focused on God, because all these other things, we can't totally blank our minds, and I'm not sure that's biblical, that we want to blank our minds, you know, to receive. That means that anything can probably come in at that point. You got to remember, you have a foe, you have an enemy who actually is more powerful than us. And there's a lot of things that he is able and a lot of things he's not able to do. But one of those things is I want to make sure that he's not able to get in my head. He may give us experiences that put things in our head because of the experience that, you know, he manipulated in our lives, whether it be a fear or a mistrust or whatever that might be.
Well, and he does that, at least my experience is when you have the kind of an expectation that God is hearing your prayers, you pray to him, let's say, for a need that you have, mm-hmm. and then you wait and you listen. And the doubt that Satan puts in there, well, you're not hearing from him. That must mean you made the wrong decision. That must mean you must need to go. And then what are we? We're like, I got to get this done right away. We're very busy. I don't have time to wait for God, right? We want it done yesterday. And we're fighting that dynamic all the time. But I agree with you that the waiting thing has been, without a doubt, the way that I've received clarity and no confusion.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, was that hard to do. Because we pray and we have faith. And, I don't know, I want to hear from him, like, now. I don't want to hang around and wait.
Well, and the thing is that, see, sometimes I have a tendency of putting God in a box, thinking I can understand God.
Yes.
I can't understand God. You know, there are how many billions of people on this earth? He knows what's going on in each and every one of their lives. He knows the number of hair on their bodies, much less their head. There's nothing he doesn't know what's going to take place. Can you imagine? I can't even keep track of my own life, much less someone else's life that I want to try to control or to manipulate or whatever, much less thinking about 100 people trying to do that with, much less a billion, billions. I mean, come on. This is the God I want to put in the box and say, oh, he's just trying to do this. You know, I've got him figured out. You don't have him figured out. I don't have him figured out. That's why this thing, I have to go run on faith and trust in him. So when I pray to him, I come to him humbly, reverently, with, you know, and submitting. I ask for forgiveness of my sins, okay? This is not a legalistic thing. This is trying to just be able to hear from the Lord. Samuel wanted to hear from what God had to say.
Yes.
Speak to me, Lord.
Yes.
Speak to me. His dad said, hey, ask him to speak to you. You're ready to hear and receive. Okay? Now, we're not all going to be prophets, but God has something he wants us to hear. So one of the ways of being able to do that isn't necessarily, like you had said, not necessarily audibly, but it's sort of a prompting of the heart. An idea in our mind of something that he instills in us that we see a picture sometimes, okay? Or we imagine what this would be like, whatever it is that we're praying for, okay? His will to be done. Once again, we have to be intentionable about being quiet with him, okay? You know, there's something, a few other things that we can actually talk about on here. We don't want to have to just keep it all on prayer alone, but we've got a couple other ways of being able to do that sort of thing. Let's take a break now. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue talking about a few more things that you might be able to use to be able to hear what God Amen. Has to say to you.
Amen.
So we'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Be all that God designed you to be. Band of Brothers Radio reminds you to check the For Men Only tab at faithplace.org for daily tips on becoming better husbands and fathers.
If you're a man that is struggling with alcohol, drugs, pornography, money issues, gambling, there is hope for you. On Monday nights, we have Valiant Warriors, and I invite you to come and check this out. You will come to learn very quickly that you're not alone in your challenge, that there's no judgment nor condemnation. A group of men who are willing to say, I need help. If you live in Whatcom County, come and check us out on Monday nights,
every Monday night at 6 p.m. You will not regret it, because there is hope and you can break free. For more information, go to bandofbrothersforchrist.org and click on Valiant Warriors.
Don't have time or energy to keep up with your yard work?
That's for sure. And that's why we choose Kane's Lawn and Garden, and we have for years. If you live in Whatcom County, Kane's Lawn and Garden can help you with the mowing, the edging, the shrub care and pruning, property weed control, general property cleanup, whatever you need. Give them a call to get a quote, 360-312-9524, or visit their website, caneslawnandgarden.com. caneslawnandgarden.com.
Consider making a tax-deductible donation to help us continue providing faithplace.org.
Band of Brothers Radio.
When I hear testimonies of other men and how they've went through things, it blesses me and helps me in my walk.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
The shows I would listen to, there were so many times where they were just exactly what I needed to hear that day for my marriage or to get through the day as a mom.
The Carolyn Merriman Show.
It's really helped me to focus on meeting God every day and hearing what He has to say to me. And often that will happen when I'm listening to Carolyn's program.
Please make it possible for us to continue reaching out with the hope of Christ. Make a tax-deductible donation by clicking on the purple Donate button at faithplace.org.
I keep chasing the wind instead of chasing your love. I'm screaming out your name. Don't let me fall on my face. I've got a busted heart. I'm in need of a change. Oh, yeah, I'm desperate for grace.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio and Duke and Raul. And we're here talking about hearing from God. What's the best way, or what are some of the ways that you hear about listening to God and what that looks like in our lives? Because it's not something that we all of a sudden just sit there, oh, okay, I just call him on this number here, you know, and wait, listen, ask the question. And or in some cases, as we do with friends, we call and say, hey, you got to hear what's going on in my life. And then hang up after we get done telling. We don't wait for the response from anybody else. You had mentioned something earlier and that we've often heard, where God is not a God of confusion. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13. And it's the first section of this. It says, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. Okay? So He's a God of peace. And for me to remember that is very important in my process of seeking God out. See, if much of my stuff comes and it's confusing, okay, it may not be from God. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily bad. I need to take the time to kind of decipher that, because if it goes against my will, it could be confusing. I'm the one that makes it confusing. So I need to remember that, you know, our God is a God of peace, okay? Not confusion. And that's what He's wanting to bring. So that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13. Okay?
And that's important for us. As we go through this walk and we pray, we are asking God to guide us. We are asking the Holy Spirit to help us through that relationship, that struggle at work or whatever it is. So it's frustrating when we're not sure. But you hit on it. I have found now that if I'm confused about it, if I'm having to flip it over and over and over again, something's not right. And I just got to go to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, I've been wrestling with this for 2 days in this decision. Would you help me through it?
Yeah.
And then that key. But something we were also talking about at break is that one of the things that I look to do when I'm discipling other men or I'm talking with other men is because I know that we're fix-it minded, we're left-brain minded, I want to know how to not have this be a problem. How can I hear if it's God's voice or if it's the great deceiver or if it's just my own way of rationalizing it in my head? Mm-hmm. God isn't talking to me right now because He wants me to do this for a couple of days until, yeah, you know, that kind of thing. we talked about it. It's the tools. I need to know, how can I be sure? And I don't know that you're, that we could give an answer that everybody would be perfectly sure all the time.
Yeah, but we can give the biblical sense of what it, what it says to use. And one of them is what we just did with prayer. And another one is that sense of seeking advice from others, okay? You know, it's important for us, and a lot of men just, we don't want help necessarily. We want to be able to take care of it ourselves. We want to figure it out. No, I don't need a mentor. I'll just read all the books or the things that I need. You know, I'll get an idea, and I'll be able to figure this out and then go from there. Now, okay, but the Bible is Scripture. Let me put it this way. 2 Timothy, okay, it says, all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So this is training. We have to be in training. Part of that is when you are in training, that means you're willing to take on instruction.
Yes.
And
yes.
Direction. Okay. That doesn't necessarily mean from God. It's from those who are actually there. Okay, you're in the military. Yes, part of the training that takes place, somebody put that training package together. They're not going to be the ones that necessarily do the training. They're going to be those who were had gone through the training and became the teachers of the training. Okay, so that's your the sergeant in charge of you in boot camp. Okay, it wasn't him that put it all together. He's the one who actually instructs you on what you need to do. Okay. So that means that God, in a sense, has others with that experience of the training that they have gone through or want to give it away. See, our Bible reminds us that freely you have received, freely give. Okay?
Yes.
So as a result of that, there are men in your life, no matter, and age has nothing to do with it. I think a big part of it is the walk that men are doing, you know? And it's you see the fruit of their spirit, or of the spirit, I should say, in them, okay, and what's going on. The men that I want in my life, if they are saying things that tickle my ear, so to speak, always please me, and I'm just saying, oh, yeah, this is great. We have a great communication. So I don't know if that's necessarily the best one, okay? I learned from the men who actually were fearless, and they spoke the truth to me, okay? They weren't concerned about our friendship being hindered by speaking, okay? It's not them trying to control my life. It's them trying to say, hey, listen, I see you going down a road. There's a cliff at the end of this. You're not going to see it coming because you're going to turn around the bend. Wouldn't I want to know that ahead of time, okay? And if someone's just saying, hey, you're doing great, just keep an eye out on certain things, that's good too. But, you know, sometimes I need some direct advice, okay, of experience from someone who's been there and done that. Man, if I have to climb this rock wall or this cliffside because there's the only way I could get to my family is up through this. There's no other way. And if there's people around, and I want to find someone who's done this before.
Yes.
And I want them, can you show me how to get up there? Can you show me what the best path is? Where are the footholds? Where are the handholds? Where is it that I can be the safest way of being able to get up there? Rather than just attempt to get up there by myself, knowing that I've never done this before. I don't know if this is going to work, but I can try because I want to get up there with my family, you know, where they're at. Or whatever that might be. And the point is, I want to look for those who have been there before. And that's where a big part of this in being mentored or being, I don't want to say sponsored in a sense, however you want to look at it, guided, spiritually guided by other godly men, okay? There are a lot of men that will jump in there and want to control our lives. And maybe you've been one of those yourself at one time. And it's hard for us to trust others. But this is where we have to trust in God, that he puts men in our lives that we ought to consider trusting. That maybe we see how they live and we're willing to go there and to do that sort of thing. So,
No, and oftentimes, and I can say that I have done exactly that. Many of us have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as we go on this walk and we have questions like, is God hearing from me?
Yes.
Or am I listening to the wrong voice? I've gotten those questions from men. So, amen. It does say in Proverbs 15:22 that without counsel, plans will fail, but with advisors, with many advisors, they will succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is, you know, seek out the other brothers. Say, man, I'm just not hearing it, or I think I'm hearing from the dark side too much, or yeah. What am I doing wrong? And yeah. Amen.
Well,
amen.
You know, if I look at my own life, I think before I was even a follower of Jesus, I mean, I went by what I thought. Sure, I listened to others and heard their little take, and I thought, well, maybe I'll do it differently. I think I can do it a little smoother or whatever. So a man goes down, as the Bible says, man goes down a path that he believes is the right path, but it only leads to death, okay, or destruction, depending on the translation. My point being is that if I look at my life, that's exactly what happened with an awful lot of my decision-making. Not saying that everything I ever made was a wrong decision or a bad decision. No. There were probably some that, you know, eventually, what is it, a blind squirrel will eventually find a nut, okay? So in what it comes down to it is that I will actually end up knowing and realizing that there were some things, decisions that I made that were not bad decisions. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be that way all the time, because here's the deal. My flesh wants comfort. My flesh desires pleasure, okay? My flesh wants the easier, softer way, okay? I don't want to have to work at something so hard. I want to be able to acquire it by means that that I already have to be able to receive it. And so what's really important is that I need to realize that I need to just trust in God even more, okay, by trusting others, another man. And there are... You have a pastor in your life. If you sought him out, he may not have the time. He might be busy. He might be able to point you in a direction to another man that might be right up your alley of same like experiences, okay? Or if you go to a men's ministry or to a men's breakfast or whatever it is where men gather, even if it were a Bible study, you talk to other men that are in a Bible study, whether it's a co-ed Bible study or whatever, they're reaching out to other men. Okay, you'd be amazed at what God might have in store. He's going to put someone in front of you. Back to the prayer. If I pray and ask for the Lord to give me somebody, give me a man that I can trust, that knows you, Father, that I can learn from, that will understand me and accept me for who I am, you pray that earnestly, and I guarantee you this, he will have that man in front of you. Now, here's the crazy thing. Said, when we start getting an idea of who and what that guy looks like, okay, or if you start looking for the guy who has a lot of money and he, you know, helps out here and helps out there, then if you have, that means you have your own agenda, and you've got to be careful with that, because if you ask God, it might be the guy who doesn't look like the one that you necessarily want to be receiving.
Well, what you're talking about is the prayer that says, give me what I want. Which we do almost subconsciously.
Yes.
Lord, help me with this.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'm thinking, by the way, if you could help me with that payment, or if I could go ahead and go on that trip, or if my wife would just be a little bit more passionate, or whatever that looks like, man, that's the wrong place to be.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, it kind of reminds me, in a sense, when I was in recovery, I had people were, and I'm trying to learn how to not drink one day at a time, how to deal with life without drinking or getting high to avoid doing that sort of thing. How do you do that? And I remember a guy telling me, so you need to get what they call a sponsor, which is the same thing we're talking about here.
Yes.
It's at least seeking advice from someone who's already been down that path. And as a result of that, the person who was telling me this said, listen, I'm not saying I want you to pick me as your sponsor, but you need to pick somebody who really upsets you. In other words, they say things that really just don't feel very comfortable, but their life, the way they live, is really good, because they're actually going to speak the truth into your life. So find the guys, and the word he used was the people, the guys that piss you off, okay? And that's, you know what? And I did that. I finally sought that out. Okay. And when that happened, yes. Was he right? Yes. They did upset me. Okay. To the point where I just didn't want to talk to him anymore. But then I realized that they were actually helping me out. They were speaking. Yes. And in hindsight, those are the ones that helped me out the most. Not the ones that wanted to cater to me or they wanted something from me. Okay. Or that they, you know, said, hey, I want to run your life. No, no, no. These were men who were actually saying, hey, listen, I care more about your sobriety than I care about our friendship. You know?
Amen.
And when a man speaks to you and says, hey, I care more about your relationship with Jesus Christ than our friendship, praise God. That's the right man you need to have in your life.
Well, and you know where I see that manifest, Raul, is as I receive prayer or pray with another man.
Yes.
Oftentimes our conversation will go about what does that look like for God to minister to that, and how do you do that without being in the world?
Mm-hmm.
That as you and I may sit down and you may be having a challenge or a struggle and say, Duke, can we have some prayer or would you pray for me? And so we put it at the foot of the cross in the throne room.
Right.
And then we usually what we do is we talk about, well, let's see and let's just leave that to him. And And then hopefully you and I stay in touch, and you help me with that, seeing the wisdom in when maybe it isn't answered the way I want it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the rub. That's when I'll go, now that prayer hasn't been answered, or maybe it was in my face, and I didn't even see it because I wasn't listening because I wanted it to come out my way.
Yes.
And then, as we said in the beginning, how do you know that's not Satan's suggestion? Or how do I know that's not just my own thoughts rolling around in my own head going, well, if I do it this way, then the Lord will be happy with me. And
which could actually be Satan's
amen.
Influence
amen.
In our lives.
So we've got the tools, as you said. We pray, we stay in the Word, we seek out the counsel of others, we stay engaged in His Word in these ways. And I think the bottom line there is that through those devices, I guess, and through those practices, these things are revealed to us.
Let's take a break. We actually talked about the one prayer. We talked about here seeking others' counsel and their wisdom from their walk and where they're at with the Lord. But we just barely started to go into this one area when I talked about 2 Timothy, about getting into the Word.
Yeah.
And how does getting into the Word help me hear what God has to say? We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Help us reach more men with hope and biblical wisdom. Spread the word about Band of Brothers Radio at faithplace.org.
Summer is in full swing, and there's nothing that says summer like a great barbecue with friends. If you're having a barbecue, make sure you serve your guests top quality meats from Hemplers. Hemplers offers hot dogs, bratwurst, and delicious bacon, the perfect addition to any hamburger. They offer a variety of meats that are nitrate-free and have no gluten. Improve your next barbecue by choosing Hemplers meats. For more information and where to purchase Hempler meats, go to Hemplers.com.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
Do you own or manage your own business? Then we invite you to advertise your business on our talk shows here at faithplace.org. We can offer really affordable commercials with a highly engaged audience. When you advertise on our talk shows, you'll enjoy the added benefit of knowing that you're helping our talk show ministry to continue offering hope and godly counsel to listeners in your community and around the world. To get details on the advertising here at faithplace.org, send an email to info@faithplace.org. That's info@faithplace.org. We look forward to partnering with you.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers, Band of Brothers Radio. So we're talking about hearing God's his voice, hearing his prompting, hearing his guidance, his instruction. And we talked about prayer. We talk about seeking others' advice because we only have less than an hour program, we're going to just try to hit the highlights on this sort of thing. But the more often that we practice these things, the more that we actually get into it. And I had read on 1 Timothy chapter 3, okay, it said, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, okay, for reproof, for correction, and for the training in righteousness. Well, if God's word is profitable for teaching, I want to be taught, okay? I want to be able to learn the way that Jesus wants us to learn, his law, his ways. And as a result of that, we're going to get to come to know him even more, okay? And as a result of coming to know him more, we're going to start to, he's going to reveal who he is. Now, I got to tell you, I used to be one of those that within the first year becoming a follower of Jesus as an adult, okay, getting into the Word of God, and when people say read it and stuff, and sometimes I would just open it up. So wherever it opens up, that's what I'm going to read. That's what God wants me to read.
Yes.
Now, yes, at times that may work, but I tell you why it works anyway, no matter what you do, is because it all applies to us, okay? We have the Holy Spirit within us. Whatever we open up, whether it be in Nehemiah or in 2 Corinthians or wherever it might be, there's going to be something there that, oh, I can relate with this. Well, there's a reason for that. That's why these 66 books were put together, okay? I believe God had orchestrated that way through men to be able, for us to be able to receive what he has in store for us, how he wants us to, understand him more and to encourage us to continue seeking Amen. Him, okay? And as a result of that, the Word of God is what we want to be going to, because this is breathed out by God. He used other men, the prophets, the writers, the apostles, the epistles, everything that was written through them, just like we talked about earlier about Eli's son Samuel, who was Samuel being a very great prophet, okay, in the Old Testament, okay, he ended up receiving from God, okay, we want to receive from God. Not necessarily we want to be prophets, but I don't know what God has in store for us, but we want to be able to know, Lord, how am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to deal with this situation at work? How do you want me to be able to treat these people who are obviously they're making fun of me or they're shunning me, and yet I'm supposed to be a reflection of Jesus Christ? How am I supposed to treat them? Am I supposed to not talk to them? Am I supposed to just allow them to keep talking to me that way and making jokes or make fun of me? You know, that's one example. There's so many things that we seek the Lord. Lord, should we have another child? Is this something that you want us to do?
Should I take that job?
Yeah, exactly. Should we move to this location?
Yes.
Should my kids go to a Christian school or a private school versus going to a public school? So, all of these decisions that have to be made on a daily basis, okay, we don't have to make them alone. So the Word of God, it's amazing what ends up taking place sometimes when we get into his Word. There's, one of the things I always love, and I'm just going to flip to it real quick, is in Colossians chapter 3, okay? Now, we put titles. The way the Word was actually intended, there are no paragraphs. There are no chapters. It was all just continual, okay? In some cases, not even the commas or periods, okay? It just went on and on. So over time, certain things, because they apply, this is what this area is talking about. So in Colossians chapter 3, they have in here rules for holy living. I can guarantee you this. You read this as a follower of Jesus Christ, and it's not very long. The chapter's not long at all. It will hit you between the eyes.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you'll sit there and you just go, oh, my God. You want me to do what? Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. And then it goes on to read what those are. And if I read that, I'm going to sit there and go, oh, I'm reminded, yes, some of these things have led me down the path of destruction.
Oh, yes.
In the past. Okay. So here, once again, is the Word of God that comes alive in us. I know this is that when I read the Bible, I was taught and I was, you know, that I pray before and ask the Holy Spirit to be with me, to give me ears to hear, to give me a heart to receive whatever it is I'm going to read here, to be able to understand it in the means that you want me to.
Well, and you know, one of the areas that used to confuse me is whether or not someone told me about something in Scripture, if it was true or not.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we have that. And I can remember a pastor saying some years ago, don't believe what I'm telling you up here just because I'm telling you. So he was saying not the words of man. And he would say, so go to Scripture, read it for yourself, study it out, and learn for yourself. Only then can God really speak to you through that. And one of those encouragements is in 1 John 4, where he says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. And man, I'll tell you, there's been times when I really thought I was getting good advice, but I didn't know for sure. And it wasn't until later when you give it that time you talked about, give it prayer, and then you get into his word, and it gets revealed almost every single time. It gets revealed. And I'll make another point here, Raul, something else that used to really, and I get this from men all the time. They say, I'm praying, but I'm not hearing nothing. And they say, I don't know what to do because God isn't saying anything.
Hmm.
Well, there's scriptures on that, of course, but one of my very first responses is, maybe he's already told you. Why do you keep asking what it is? He's already assured you. He's already told you that he will never forsake you. He's already told you that he loves you. He's already told you you're his child. Why do you keep questioning whether or not he loves you enough or you're making the right decision? He's already told you those things. So part of it is accept what it is you've read and learned. And don't keep questioning it. Have that faith and assurance that what he's directing you through, either through the word, through prayer, through others, is exactly God speaking to you and working through you as he promises. Amen?
Amen. You know, one of the things we need to always remember is that God reminds us in the scripture that if we have intentional sin going on in our lives or secret sin, that our prayers aren't being heard.
Yes.
We can actually have a child or someone that we love that is in trouble and needs, would like prayer, or we want to pray for them because we want them healed or not to feel the discomfort in their lives. Someone that we love dearly.
Yes.
And yet we pray and pray and pray, but it's not being heard because we have secret sin that's going on in our lives. Yeah, I'm talking about whether it be lust of the flesh, could be alcoholism, it could be an addiction, a drug addiction, it could be, you know, whatever it may be. We have a sin that separates us from God, and he does not hear our prayers. He said, "I will hear from the righteous. I will hear the prayers of the righteous," and that means those are seeking to do the right thing. Okay. And especially when we are aware of that. We're not talking about your, you know, all of a sudden I looked at a woman, you know, lustfully for a moment and just didn't realize she was coming around the corner. But that's not what we're talking about. Man, I didn't realize it's already the end of the show. I'm sitting here going, oh, my goodness, man, we just had so much to get going on here. Seek God. Seek His through His Word. Pay attention. His Word is Him speaking to you, okay? Understand that. Try to really grasp that. Consider that heavily, okay? And in seeking Him in the quiet time, He'll reveal more of who He is to us. And seek that counsel that's out there. There are brothers who are willing to help out. So would you pray for our brothers?
Yeah, Father God, I pray that you would just lead each and every man to the place that they needs to go to receive your word so that there's not question, there's not confusion, and there can be peace. We can all be a reflection of you. In your precious name, Jesus, amen.